So can you talk a little bit about how you approach this question and also the question of treatment holidays in metastatic disease?
Yeah, the question of how long to give bevacizumab, I think the best answer hopefully will come from prospective studies which randomize patients to continuation or non-continuation. The separate question of how to navigate holidays is a great one, because now that patients are likely going to be on first-line therapy for 9 to 12 months, and if they're doing particularly well, even longer, we often need to be able to manage the side effects of some or all of the drugs. Particularly oxaliplatin, but also irinotecan, can be hard drugs to continue past 4 to 6 months. Oxaliplatin has neuropathy and cumulative asthenia as well, and you can get asthenia and diarrhea from irinotecan, which, while on the whole can be usually, in those patients who tolerate it, usually they can continue better than those who can continue oxali, there's still a problem staying on multi-agent cytotoxic treatment for more than 6 months. What that means is we almost by definition have to navigate either taking a holiday or, you know, you can take a holiday off or you can take what I call a working holiday, which is you continue what parts of the regimen are still tolerable. Within that framework, we know that you can reduce the current probably preferred algorithm would be to reduce or eliminate what's not tolerable and maintain what is tolerable. So FOLFOX bevacizumab becomes 5-FU bevacizumab, and FOLFIRI bevacizumab becomes 5-FU bevacizumab. And whether the 5-FU is IV or oral is probably a detail. With that, the other approaches to navigating a holiday versus a working holiday are whether or not to continue the 5-FU. Currently, I think the best data for the use of bevacizumab is it works better with some chemotherapy going on at the same time. So have a bias to trying to maintain the 5-FU. And if you can't do that, I think the clinician should make their best judgment about how to take, you know, the next gradation of holiday. And I think there's not a lot of data for bevacizumab as monotherapy. I tend to give my patients sort of a complete break, but I think whether you continue on no treatment, whether you continue on bevacizumab, or you continue on 5-FU plus bevacizumab, in all of these settings, you're still following the patient. So if their CEA goes up, their CAT scan increases, then you can just adjust and add in or move on to whatever you would have done otherwise. So I think the ability to take breaks is something which is, number one, a necessity. Depending on the intensity of the maintenance, the more intense the maintenance, the more a clinical trial endpoint of progression-free survival looks better. So I think, in general, continuing what's tolerated is probably preferred. But the difference is probably not big enough that as long as the patient is watched carefully, I think all these variations on chemo holidays will probably work out fairly close to each other in terms of overall long-term survival.
So I've got to ask you, in this issue of continuation of bevacizumab, people always refer to the trastuzumab story in breast cancer and how for many years, it's been the custom of doctors to continue the trastuzumab and change the chemotherapy. And I guess we haven't really had any clinical trial data on that, which has frustrated a lot of people. So true or false, we now have a phase 3 trial addressing this question.
True.
So you know about the paper, the German paper that was presented at ASCO?
Not exactly. Go ahead.
Well, it was basically testing that question. It was randomized between capecitabine and patients progressing on chemo trastuzumab randomized between capecitabine or continuation of trastuzumab and capecitabine, and the continuation arm did better.
I'm actually not familiar with the breast cancer trastuzumab data. I have the luxury of sort of staying in one niche. With that, I would not be totally surprised. That's actually not inconsistent with the Optimox approach, where some maintenance is better than complete holiday. But again, I think we're going to need prospective data to answer this related to bevacizumab. And there currently is a U.S. attempt at that and a European attempt. And hopefully we'll end up having at least a more informed discussion, even if there's no definitive conclusion. The further complexity is the answer of whether or not to continue and what to continue with respect to bevacizumab versus the chemotherapy may depend upon the disease and the chemotherapy. So hopefully we'll get a couple data sets to help address this question, because it may not be the same answer in all settings.
Absolutely. It's just interesting that they actually managed to execute the study, which was a frustration for such a long time.